I'd like to analyze the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos in Parshas of Yisrael and the Luchos Shnios that appear in Parshas of Eschanan, there are a number of differences. I'd like to point out a few of them and explain and go through a journey of the calendar as to why these differences might be there. Focus just for a moment on the commandment of Los Tishtachav Elohem, Los Savdeim, don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, don't worship Avodah Zarah, Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because I am Hashem. Kelkana poked avon avos albonim al shileshim, it says in Parshas Yisro, and it says vi al shileshim in Parshas Veschar. There's an extra vav. The extra vav, there's a number of extra vavs that appear in the second Luchos in Parshas Veschar. In another example, it says vosechasel alafim loavai lushomrai mitzvosai in both them, but it's written as mitzvosav. The yud turns into a vav the way it's written in Parshas Veschanan. Even though it's said as mitzvosai, there's an extra vav again. Then we know it says lo tirtach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo saneh v'yachai tshachar. But in the second luchos it says lo tirtach v'lo tinaf, v'lo tignov, v'lo saneh, a few extra vavs again. So there's clearly an overemphasis on the letter Vav that appears in the second Luchos. The second difference I'd like to point out is the reason of Shabbos, Shomer V'Zachar. The first set of Luchos, it says, Zachar, Ki Sheish Yomim Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Ha'aretz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And in the second Luchos, the reason is because Ki Eved Ha'isim Eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayotziach Hashem Elokecha Misham, He took us out because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's another difference. The Gemara already notes this difference. The first Luchos says Eid Sheker. The second Luchos says Eid Shav. The first Luchos says Lo Sachmod Beis Re'acha. Then afterwards, Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'acha. But the second Luchos, it says first Lo Sachmod Eishes Re'acha. And then afterwards, it says say Beis Re'acha. Why the difference in the change? So these are a few different differences I want to point out and keep in the back of your mind. And the Mir Tov Hashem will return to this at the end as we go full circle. Let's take a step back, analyze the entire Jewish calendar. Not from a historical perspective, but as the celebrations occur in the current calendar, beginning from Pesach. Pesach is the first of the Yom Tovim, the first of the Regalim. We have Pesach, followed by Shavuos. Then we go into a bit of a drought as we have the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, starting from Shivat Arba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So Shivat Arba Tammuz, the first event that took place in Shivat Arba Tammuz was the breaking of the Luchos, as the Mishnah in Tainus tells us. Shivat Arba Tammuz, in essence, was crushing the Yontif of Shavuos. We, of course, received the Dibros, Aseret Dibros in Shavuos. And Shivat Arba Tammuz was a destruction of the Yontif of Shavuos. It was 40 days after receiving the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and sees the Egel Zav, and he smashes the Dibros. Then he moved to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was Chayt HaMeraglim. It was a nullification of the Yontif of Pesach. We were taken out of Mitzrayim to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. And then because of Chayt HaMeraglim, that ended up taking 40 extra years. They cried that very night, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, quoting the Pasuk. Tisha B'Av Haya, that was the night of Tisha B'Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shachinam, you're crying for nothing. Ani kovel lechem b'chiyah ledors. I'm going to give you a reason to cry for generations. I'm going to delay the entrance into Eretz Yisrael. Tisha B'Av and Pesach are opposites. They're very much connected, but in an opposite way. The Aveira, the Chayim Raglim, was with the mouth, the peh, the letter peh. And that's why the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, Daf Kuf Dal Mabez, Bishyama Hikdim Peh La'ayin. If you go through the Prakam of Eicha, everything's in Aleph Bez order. But there's one difference, that the ayin is supposed to come before the peh, but in Eicha, the peh comes before the ayin. Says the Gemara Sanhedrin, Bishfil Miraglim Shamu Befihem. The Meraglim spoke with their peh, their letter peh, with their mouths, mashallah ro beinayim, that which they didn't see with their ayin. So the peh came before the ayin. The mouth came before the eyes. We know that Pesach is all about redeeming the peh. It was a redemption of the peh. It was a gula of the peh. That's why we have lechem oni. Lechem she'onim dvarm olav harbe. The bread, the matzah that we say so many things about. The haggadah, v'gata levincha, over the bread. Pesach, we're told from Chazal, from the Arizal, that Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Avodas perach, it was a perach, they had a soft mouth. When they were in the avoda, the mouth was in gullus in Mitzrayim. It was rach, it was soft. The peh was in gullus. Paro was a perah, he had an evil mouth. But with Pesach, we redeemed the peh. We redeemed it. Pesach was redemption of the peh, of the speech. And Tisha B'Av was an aver of a peh. It put it back into gullus, the peh. The Torah tells us that the Atbash, if you write the amount of days of Pesach, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, Hei, Vav, Zayin, and you take the Atbash of each letter, Aleph and Tuf, Beis and Shin, it aligns to a different yontif that matches to that same day of the week. In other words, if Aleph, the first day of Pesach, falls out on a Sunday, that means Tuf, Tisha B'Av, will fall out on a Sunday as well. And Beis, the second day of Pesach, falls out on a Monday, that means Shin, the Atbash, Shavuos, will also fall out on a Monday. And it goes through each day of Pesach, Aleph through Zion, and a corresponding yontif for the Atbash, Tuf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, and so on. We sing in Kinos, B'tzeisim Yitzrayim, B'tzeisim Yushalayim. We were taken out of Mitzrayim, but now we're being taken out of Yushalayim on Tisha B'Av. According to the Sefer Yitzira, B'nei Sashkar brings this down. Each of the months correspond to a different letter of the Aleph Beis. As B'nei Sashkar tells us, that the month of Tammuz corresponds to the letter Ches. And the month of Av corresponds to the letter Tes. Ches and Tes spell the word Chet. This is a reference to what we recite in Eicha. Chet Chata Yushalayim, that Yushalayim had sinned. The months of Tammuz and Av are months of Avelus. Baal Turim tells us in Parshat Vayichi, Yaakov wanted to reveal the Achras Yamim, the Ketz. He wanted to reveal the end of days. Vayikar Yaakov El Bonav, he called his sons in. Bikesh Lagalos Lehem Ezak Ketz. He wanted to share the end when Mashiach was going to come. V'nistam Yimenu, when it was hidden, it was taken away from him. So Yaakov says, Amar Shema Chas V'Shalom Yesh Bechem Chet. Perhaps there's a Chet, there's an Aver with one of my sons, and we're not worthy of the Gula. We're not worthy of knowing when the Gula will be. Amrok, they said, Tidaktek Bishmosenu, look in our names, Velo Timsabhem, Osios, Ches, and Tes. The names of Reuven, Shimon, and all the Shvatim, there's no Ches and Tes in any of them. There's no Chet. There's no Chet involved in it. We see, says the Bnei Sashkar, that the letters Ches and Tet are Gormim. The letters are so powerful. There's no Chet among them. Tammuz and Av represent Chet. Perhaps this is why wait on that point just for a second. So as we're experiencing the chet of Tammuz and Av in the calendar, we then go through a period of 7 weeks of Nechama. After receiving a crushing blow over the 3 weeks of Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which swallowed up the Yamim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos, how are we supposed to be misaking the letters Ches and the letter Tes? So we experience the 7 weeks of Nechama from Parshas Nachamu until the Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah. We count 7 weeks building up, but we're not ready yet to embrace the letter Ches and letter Tes. We're not ready to embrace the 8th week and the 9th week. Only 7 weeks is what we're able to do right now. And then Rosh Hashanah comes, and the Ramah tells us that there's a minog, that the medaktikin shlo lechel egos, and we don't eat nuts, because the gematria of egos is chet. And the Farshim say, what do you mean? Egos has a gematria of 17. And chet has a gematria of 18. So they say, in makolel, egos in makolel, you add one, you could be one off. But some yourselves have the same gematria as chet ches tes. Not the chet as a sin. The letters ches and tes. We have 7 weeks of Nechama building away from Tisha B'Av. We're not ready yet ready for the Ches and Tes, but we've gotten ourselves, we were very low. The 3 weeks brought us very low, below the ground. And now Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah, we're able to bring ourselves back up to the letter 7, to the Zayin, but we're not yet ready to embrace the Ches and the Tes. So the Ramah says we don't have the Egos. We don't have anything that has a gematria of the Ches and the Tes. We stay away from the number 17. But then we go through Aseres Metshuva. Aseres Metshuva, we're counting 10 days. We're ready to prepare to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. We're able to embrace the letters Ches and the letter Tes. And then comes 10, which is a culmination of everything together, all the numbers together. 10 is starting over again from the number 0 to the next round, 10, 11, 12. So we're able to embrace the letters Ches and Tes, the numbers, the days 8 and the days 9 of Aseres Metshuva. And day 9 itself, as we're told, it itself is a Yom Tif. Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov itself. There's a mitzvah to have a Suda on the 9th of Tishrei. It's meant to be the 9th of Tishrei. Erev Yom Kippur is meant to be a kapara for that which we couldn't eat on Tisha B'Av. It was supposed to be a kapara for that letter Tes of Tisha B'Av. The 9th of Av. Av is the 9th month also. So after we finally fix the letters Ches and the letter Tes, we fix the Yom Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos. We bring them back. We're now ready for the second Luchos. We're ready for Parshas Ve'eschanan. We're ready for Yom Kippur, where we receive the second Luchos. The Medrash tells us that the Luchos served as a ksuba between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. The Gemara Mishnah Tanya tells us, Yom Chasanaso Ze Matan Torah. The day we married a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael married a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was Matan Torah. Says Rashi, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was this Chasana between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, and the Luchos, says the Medrash, was the Ksuba. The Luchos was the Ksuba. And the Medrash says that the first set of Luchos was Apostle Ksuba. It was intentionally pasul, because had it been a kosher ksuba, and the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the ksuba, we would have been divorced. We would have been married at Shavuot, and then we would have been divorced. Because we were with another God. We were with Avodah Zarah. We were with the Chet HaEgel. And when a person, when a woman is with another man when married, she becomes usher to her first husband. So the ksuba was intentionally possible that we were never married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first place. And we never betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Chet HaEgel. So what was possible about the first ksuba? A ksuba, apparently, to be kosher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, has to have every single letter of the Aleph Beis. That's what brings us together. The Aleph Beis is everything. And you know what the one letter that was missing in the Luchos? There's no letter Tes. The Tes from Chet. We have in the second Luchos, though, Leman Yitav Lach. It talks about Kibra Ve'em, Kabedes Avicha Ve'simecha, and we know that our parents are compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the three partners, the Gimel Shutvin, and if we honor our parents and honor Hashem, Leman Yitav Lach, we're going to have goodness in this world and the next world. That's the letter Tes. The letter Tes, the Tov, from the Or HaGanuz, is coming back in the second set of Luchos here. So Yom Kippur, which embraces the ninth day of Aseres Metshuva, is ready to have that letter test incorporated in the Luchos, in the Ksuba between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. This now could explain some of the differences between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. Since the second Luchos was actually the real Ksuba between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, we have so many extra Vavs because of Vav Achibor. Vav connects. Vav connects a husband and a wife. Ish v'isha. That's why there's this overemphasis of the letter Vav. It says, mitzvosai, it's rin mitzvasa. It says, lo tirtach v'lo tina, v'lo tigno, v'lo sa nevrecha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a different reason for Shabbos. The second set of Luchos, he gives her the reason of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because this second set of Luchos was trying to retake Pesach back. Our Geula. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and now is a real marriage. We had Pesach, then we had Tishbav, and we lost that. and that was brought back. The order of Lo Sachma was different as well. In the first Luchos, Lo Sachma and Eishes Re'echa was second, because we weren't married yet. The Isser of Eishes wasn't as relevant. But now in the second Luchos, where we're married, Lo Sachma and Eishes Re'echa is first, because now we are married. In the first set of Luchos, the word Sheker is used. Because the first Luchos was Mamash Sheker, it was a Pasuk Ksuba. But the second Luchos, we couldn't tolerate the word Sheker, because it was a Kashuk Ksuba, so we used the word Lashav. That's the Nechama of why Parshas Veschanan comes right after Tisha B'Av, from Parshas Nachamu. Because Tisha B'Av is about expressing our distance from Hashem, the distance from the Shekhinah, but Parshas Veschanan reminds us of the Ksuba that contains every letter, the Luchos that were given on Yom Kippur. That's why Dafka read Parshas Veschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. That's the Nechama that we're receiving leading up to Yom Kippur eventually. So to recap just for a moment, in the calendar year we celebrated Pesach and Shavuos, then Shivasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av ruined those two Yom Tovim, but then comes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then they are misakin both Pesach and Shavuos. Then we have the celebration of Sukkos. And after celebrating our marriage with Hashem and Yom Kippur, receiving a full kapara, giving a complete ksuba, stating our vows and obligations to one another, our loyalty, as the Mishnah Tainus tells us, Yom HaKippurim Ziyum Chasunaso, the wedding day with Hashem, we're able to now move into the same house together, in the Sukkah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can now come under the same roof with the Shechina. After Sukkos, however, we experience Choshech. We're experiencing darkness. The drought of Yom Tovim, of Simcha, of light. And even though we seemingly have conquered the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, and that we've conquered the letters Ches and the letter Tes, it wasn't completely overtaken, as Chazal tells. Every single aver that we do has a little bit of the Chet HaEgel in it, has a little bit of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, a little bit of the Chet HaMeraglim. There's still something that needs to be fixed. The averes of Tisha B'Av are still haunting us, especially in the winter months, the dark days of Choshech, the darkness of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Svarim tell us that Tisha B'Av, first, that each of the 365 days of the year correspond to the 365 los ases. Each day corresponds to a different los ase. And a very peculiar one that applies to Tisha B'Av is the Gid Hanasha. The Gid Hanasha is the day of Tisha B'Av. The Gid Hanasha is a pagam. The Gid Hanasha is a blemish in the leg, in the regel. The first regel, a Pesach, the first of regalim. It was a blemish in the regalim. Tisha B'Av was a blemish in Pesach. When a person can use one leg, he's called a Piseach. Pesach has to do with a regel. Gid Hanasha was a pagam in the regel. Just as the Gid Hanasha was a pagam in the leg, so Tisha B'Av was a pagam in the regular Pesach, a Piseach. And even though we are told that Chet HaMeraglim was the first bad thing on Tisha B'Av, it really goes deeper and earlier, all the way back to the times of Yaakov Avinu. In Pnimius, we need to be misakim what happened then with the Gid Hanasha. The pasuk by the Gid Hanasha says, Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, and the Sar Shel Esav had touched the leg of Yaakov, and the gematria of Vayiga is Hanukkah, and the gematria of b'kaf yirecho is Purim. The tikkun for this mice of the Gid Hanasha on a very deep, deep level is the holiday of Chanukah and Purim. Deep days of Kedusha, of finding the Tov, the Or HaGanuz. Sfas Emes tells us that Chanukah is very much connected to the Regel. The sheer of lighting Chanukah is Ad Shetichle Regel Min HaShuk, the Lashon Regel, strange Lashon, the Regel Min HaShuk, the leg is from the Shuk. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kol HaRogil B'ner, Zocha Tebanim, Tamidei Chachamim, called a regel, one who's regulated, a regel, Lashon regel. Chanukah is meant to be misaking the regel of the Gid Hanasha, the regel of Pesach. What led up to Yaakov being alone to fight the Sar Shel Esav? What was the lead up to this? The Medrash tells us he went back to achieve the Pachim Katanim that he had left behind, to teach us that tzaddikim care about money more than their own guf, and even small Pachim, they're willing to go back Says the Bnei Yisachar, this connects to Chanukah. He was going back to retrieve the Pach, the opposite order of Kaf, the Kaf Yerecho. It was a struggle between those two letters of the Kaf and the Pei, the Kaf and the Pach, the Kaf, the Regel, and the Pach Shel Shemen. Chanukah was a tikkun for the Kaf Yerecho with the Pach Shel Shemen. It was a tikkun for Tisha B'Av, for the Gidon Asher, which in essence was a tikkun for Pesach, for that regel. Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Purim was a tikkun for Shivas Batamas and Shavuos. Gemara in Shabbos tells us Hadar Kablu Bimei Achashverosh, that Klal Yisrael, we had reaccepted the Torah, even though we were forced at Kabbalah Torah, we were forced Kof Olam Harkich Gigas. Hadar Kablu B'mei Achashverosh. We re-accepted it during the times of Achashverosh. Tichsev Kimu V'Kiblu. We accepted and we fulfilled HaYehudim Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. We accepted that which we already had accepted before him. We were forced into it at Shavuos, but now we've re-accepted Be'ava. Purim was a tikkun for Shavas HaBatamas. It was a tikkun for Shavuos. It was a tikkun for Kabbalah Satorah. So though we're living these dark days, these dark periods in the months, the winter months, Chanukah and Purim bring light back. And this is the full calendar. From Pesach to Purim. Every time, every Zman has a place, has a person. For example, we have Yom HaKippurim, Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kohen Gadol. I spoke about this the other day. That the day of Yom Kippur is unique to the place of Kodesh Kedoshim, is unique to the person of Aaron Kohen Gadol. Each of the Yom Tovim also have their personalities and their place. The Gemara Pesachim tells us based on Pesukim that Avram is connected Har, and Yitzhak is connected Sadeh, and Yaakov is connected Bias, and the Gematria that connect to this. That the Gematria of Machan is 103, and the Gematria of Har is 205, and Makola is 206, 2 times 103. Yitzhak is connected Sadeh, which is 309, 3 times 103. Yaakov's Bias, which is 412, which is 4 times 103. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, which is 5 times 103. Davened 515 times to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But Avram's connected Har, Yitzhak's connected Sadeh, and Yaakov's connected Bias. And the Torah tells us that the Yom Tovim are also connected, the Avos, Avram's connected Pesach, Yitzhak's connected Shavuos, and Yaakov's connected Sukkos. So you see that each person, each place, each personality, each Zman are connected. Avram and Har and Pesach. Yitzhak, Sadeh and Shavuos. Yaakov, the Bais and Sukkos. If you look at the overall calendar, the entire time is the whole year. And the place is the entire world. And the person is all humanity. Perhaps Adam HaRishon, who represents the entire world. Each year, we're going through a new cycle. We're rebuilding Adam. We're rebuilding and renewing our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's going on. Each year, we come back full circle to Pesach and Shavuos. Sounds like we're starting over, but we're at a higher level. It's like playing a video game. You beat the first time around. You come back, start all over, but now the second, harder. The board has more challenges. We're going like a spiral upwards. Back to the same point of Pesach and Shavuos, but a higher level. Higher and higher. And the Gemara in Tainus tells us, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Lamanim shlu divrei Torah l'shloshe mashkim halalu." Why is the Torah compared to three different drinks, b'mayim, b'yayin, v'chalav, compared to water, wine, and milk? The pasuk says, "Called samei l'chumayim," and it says, "L'chu shivru v'achlu v'l'chu shivru l'kasev v'blomichi yayin v'chalav." The Torah is compared to water, both wine and milk as well. To tell us, says the Gemara, "Mashloshe mashkim halalu." Just like these three liquids, ein miskaymin el bepachus bekelim, that they can only be preserved in low type of kelim, like earthenware that protects them. Av divrei Torah ein miskaymin el bemi shadaita shvela. Torah can only be present and exist in those who are very shafel, humble, and lowly. The Gemara tells us the story with the daughter of the Kesar, who said to Bishua ben Hanania, If the chachma that you learn, the Torah is so mefu'ara, so beautiful and glorified, how could it be in such a bechli mechur, such an ugly person like yourself, she said to Rishu ben Hananya. So Rishu ben Hananya responds back, Avicha, your father, places chamra, this chashiv drink, wine, in mani de pachra, earthenware pots and barrels. So she asks him, El Bimai, what else should he keep it in? She says, Yechashiv, the palace, the king, he should play this in silver and gold barrels. So the daughter goes off and tells her father, and they transport all their wine to beautiful golden and silver barrels. And of course, the wine went bad. And the father got very upset at his daughter and said, who gave you such advice? So she says, I heard from the Chacham, the Jewish Chacham, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. So the king had summoned him, asked why he gave such bad advice. So he said to the king, well, she told me I was ugly. So then the daughter says back, so that's the case. You do have people who are handsome and you're beautiful and they're such Tamidi Chachamim. So he says, had they been uglier, if you will, they would have been even greater Tamidi Chachamim. So Mayim, Yain, and Chalav are only preserved in Pachal Shebekelim. So the Torah can only be in Pachal Shebekelim, those who are lowly. These three lukas, I believe, connect to the three regalim. Pesach is connected wine. Shavuot is connected chalav and milk. And Sukkot is connected mayim, water. And these three are different aspects of the Torah. Chalav, milk, what an infant drinks is basics of Torah. Torah Shbechsav, the olive base. And then you move on throughout the year to Sukkot, which is water, mayim. Mayim, water is drink by everyone. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh. It's you move beyond the Torah Shebechsav. And then you get to the Pesach, the Yain, the wine, the Sod, the depths, the Razei Olam, the Razei Torah, the secrets of the world. That's the progression throughout the year. But the question then becomes, as we're counting up from Pesach, from Yain, from the highest form of Torah, we're counting up to the Kabbalah Satorah, we're going backwards. We're downgrading now to the basics, to the olive base. When you graduate from nursery, you graduate from first grade, you don't go back to first grade ever. Once you've graduated the ABCs, you don't go back to the beginning. Once you've graduated college, you don't go back to the beginning. How can we revert back to the beginning? We're counting up to the excitement of Kabbalah Sadara. To receive the milk, to receive the chalav, to receive the Torah Shabbat, B'chsav. The idea is that each time we go back and read the Pesukim, we appreciate it much more, the depths of the Torah. Everything's in Torah Shabbat. Everything's really, really there. Everything's was in the Luchos Rishonos. The Gemara Nedarim tells us all we would have needed was a Chamishi Chumshi Torah and Sefer Yeshua. That's all we need. Because we went to Galus, because we sinned, we need to learn all the Torah Shebaal Peh. We need to have a more in-depth type of learning. But the idea is once we have an appreciation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, we're supposed to look back. Look back in the Torah Shebechsav and see that everything is really there. It looks like milk. It looks like the basics. Who wants to spend all day Torah Shebechsav? But they say that the Gra, on his deathbed, all he wanted was a Tanakh. Because he was able to see the myriads of Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemaras, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch. When he looked at a pasuk, it all came to life. It's all really there. So as each year goes by, we learn more and more Torah. We're supposed to go back and re-accept Kabbalah Torah and look back in the pasukim and see how everything's really there and build up as this ongoing upward moving spiral. To have Kabbalah Torah, look back into the Torah, appreciate all the depths, have continued growth in our learning, growth in our Yiddishkeit, as we come closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Shulchan Aruch.